You wanna,
yeah, bring us in?
Yeah, it's called Ha Ha Party! Only not in that voice. Sorry, everybody, for that voice. It just has a life of its own. Formal disclaimer.
Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing our way through life, parenthood, and owning creative businesses.
I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer, performer, and mom of three with one on the way.
And I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one.
Hey guys, before we get into today's content about organizing, we are going to talk about how to keep your business organized, and more specifically, your bookkeeping. Now guys, it's Katie talking, and my accountant, I'm pretty sure I'm his least favorite, but my new goal is to be his favorite, because I'm getting myself organized with FreshBooks. If you are like me, keeping track of your finances and your business's expenses, it's not my strong suit. But with FreshBooks, it's simple, it's easy, it's actually really pretty to look at, which helps. And the all-new FreshBooks is not only ridiculously easy to use, it's also packed full of powerful features. You can create and send professional-looking invoices in less than 30 seconds, and if you've ever done that on your own, creating it from scratch in InDesign, you're wasting precious, precious time. You can set up online payments with just a couple clicks and get paid up to 4 days faster. You can see when your client has seen your invoice and put an end to the guessing game. I don't know if you guys have ever sat there and wondered if it's gotten delivered or if it's gotten seen, or if you need to send a reminder, you don't have to guess anymore. FreshBooks took care of that. And they're offering a 30-day unrestricted free trial to our listeners. So to claim it, just go to freshbooks.com/SK and enter Shaylee and Katie in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And now, a song. FreshBooks, books, 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 FreshBooks. They've got accounting to keep your bookkeeping clean. You can get paid up 4 days faster. FreshBooks. Thanks, FreshBooks.
It took me the whole song to realize what song we were ripping.
That's not good. That's not a good sign.
Are you in an Indian outfit right now? I mean, is that politically correct? I don't even know if I can say that anymore.
You can say
costume.
Police officer.
Native American.
You can say police officer.
Are you in a police officer costume right now? You're not allowed to impersonate an officer either. That's also taboo. That's so illegal. Are you in a cowboy outfit right now? Are you in a cowboy outfit?
They prefer early American cattle farmer.
You can't win. I'm going to go send an invoice, but it's already done. Thanks to FreshBooks.
That was quick. Hey guys, welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. Today, Shaylee is going to be talking to us about how to throw a party, how to host.
Like an old school party.
Oh,
like okay. A rager.
Oh, like a rave. Oh, okay. Sorry. Hang on. Let me cross out my notes.
Okay.
Okay. Shaylee's going to show us how to host a weekend bender.
You go to an alley and you get some dope.
Oh my gosh. Please say dope again.
And then you hang up flyers around school.
People say dope, I'm sure.
Everyone.
I say nope. To dope.
I say nope. That's good, Katie.
Thank you.
Nope to dope.
I'm not coming to your rager.
Okay, let's go back to like baby shower type party.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Do you think you can make the shift?
I think I can. I think I can edit my notes. Like, I'll just switch a word here and there.
Just to find and replace.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same outline.
Find and replace dope to cupcakes in your
head. Okay.
I think so.
Dope to diaper game.
Yeah, please. Okay. Oh, was that on there?
No.
Guys, if you like diaper games, this is not the episode.
Sniff
for you.
This Snickers and taste it and see if it's poop or if it's wet.
Surprise,
candy.
Surprise! One of them is poop.
I know, that's what I was gonna say. If you want to make it really interesting, make one of them actually poop.
Okay, but before we get into that, this is obligatory. I'm really sorry. We have another sponsor for this episode, and it's our fake sponsor.
Great.
So this episode is brought to you by Little Smokies.
Little Smokies are the best party snack.
Little Smokies, the original dope. TM.
Little Smokies. Dump
them. I would eat them.
With a little bit of barbecue sauce and a crock pot, and you're good to go.
And people say, how did you make these? What's your recipe?
The factory just puts a lot of stuff into a grinder.
Don't question it. Shh.
And they little smoky them out.
Also, contained in some type of something. Casing that we don't.
There's casing.
We don't know.
It's a small like a small animal's intestines. I don't know.
But what happens when you see little Smokies at a party?
I eat them.
I mean, what happens in your heart? Like, you just, not like, oh, not nutritionally, but leaps, like, yes, exactly.
Leaps for joy. And the, if you notice, next party you go to that has little Smokies, they're always gone.
Gone.
Everything else, there will crowd be some pleaser. Left over. Not little Smokies.
Yeah.
I even keep a package and I fry them up like little sausages for breakfast sometimes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you? They're really cute. Good. They're little.
They're good. And they're probably are going to kill me one day, but...
I like to make little hot dog buns and then pretend I'm a giant.
And little pickles.
That's never happened.
Little pickles. You can't make piggies in a blanket.
Oh, that's true.
You wrap them in. That's kind of like a little mini hot dog.
All right.
Thanks little Smokies.
Was that a tagline?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The party, the whole thing's one tagline.
All right, I liked it.
You're welcome.
Okay, so.
Getting into it.
I can attest that Shaylee is a wonderful party host.
Thank you,
host Katie. In general, it doesn't have to be a party. When you come to her house, there's going to be a drink in your hand. She's going to offer you a chair. It's going to be well decorated.
Katie had to bring me lunch today and ask if she could have coffee. So not today. I'm not winning today.
I'm in the safe zone now, though. That wouldn't have happened.
She's
the
like, I don't have to get dressed when she comes over anymore.
I also showed myself in, so...
It's true, we're past it.
We're past it, which actually I think is kind of endearing. You don't have to host me anymore. Just come over. But no, really, truly, you're a very good host, and I would love to hear your approach to planning a party without losing your mind.
Thanks. Well, without losing your mind, sometimes you still lose a tiny bit, but the goal is to make it minimal. I just had, there were several people hosting, but I actually had it at my house, right. A baby sprinkle.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, a sprinkle is a shower for a second or multiple child. After they've already had one.
And it's traditionally, just raining a little bit.
It's like sprinkling gifts, not showering them.
It's not a
them.
Shower.
It's not as lavish.
Yeah.
You don't invite everyone you've ever met like you do your first baby shower. You invite maybe closer circle of friends, yeah. Type thing.
Manageable amount.
Yeah. So I guess traditionally showers were just for your first kid unless the second one was the opposite sex. Is that right? I don't know what the rule is.
I don't know if there's a rule. I've heard.
And like, if you're my friend and I love you, you're going to get something. So no yeah. matter what kid it is. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know about you, Katie. I think four is the threshold that it stops.
At that point, you're like, enough.
No. So basically, one of our friends was like, you guys need to do a podcast on hosting, entertaining, having a party, that type of thing. So here it is. Basically... Little formal disclaimer at the beginning. I am a self-taught party host. My gorgeous Southern Belle sister-in-law has moved here with my brother, because they're married now, sister-in-law. And she's from the South and has taught me how much I don't know.
Like she knows like etiquette.
Yes, she knows etiquette. This is not an etiquette podcast.
Oh
if you're
gosh.
Looking for where to set the fork... and you're looking for how many weeks out.
I'm out. I'm out
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, how many weeks out to send your 3-piece paper invitation.
Yeah.
I appreciate all of that, but I will probably be breaking some etiquette rules.
Yeah, you will.
But what I'm going to walk you through is how I personally have found success and a joy. If you don't enjoy hosting, you should not be hosting. Because people out there do. And so find the person who genuinely enjoys it. And if, I mean, everyone gets stressed out day of, but if it's something that you get to the end and you're like, I hate that.
Right.
And it sucks the life out of you and ruins, whatever. Then you're the other friend I'm going to talk about. Not that all of my friends hate hosting, but there's also the support hosting, which is just as important. Yeah. So... all of that to say, disclaimer, this is Shaylee's way. If you Google HGTV party hosting, this will be different than that will be. So, there's always the super formal, whatever. That's awesome. This is my way. It's like the substitute teacher that says, but I'm not your regular teacher, and today we're doing it my way.
I don't feel like people have normal, regular etiquette coaches. I think you can be their whole teacher.
Okay, I'll be the whole teacher. Okay. You can Google if you want fancy. Whatever.
If they have all that prior knowledge to know enough that you've contradicted it, they will not be listening to this episode.
That's true. They'll be like, I know all that. Click. Or they'll just listen to it to be like, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Just if I don't know what I'm talking about, email us.
Don't email us. We don't care.
I could learn some things, maybe. I'm saying email me instead of putting it in a review about how much I don't know. Okay, that's fair. So I'm going to start with saying pre-plan. So think ahead of time. If you know that there's somebody, let's think of a hypothetical. Should we do a baby shower? Should we do a birthday party for a kid? Should we do, what kind of hosting?
Let's
are we
do wedding shower? Because
baby shower?
Yeah, because you just did it.
Because that's literally what it was. So think ahead of time. Do they know if it's a boy or girl? Do they have a name for the baby? Do you want to do some sort of theme? A theme does not have to be like Cinderella or something very literal that is, like an actual item or like a location. But it can even be really general. Like the one we did was like summery palm leaves and plants and that type of thing. So
and
it can
just
be
you got
like,
there because the person you're hosting for loves plants.
Right. So obviously think about what the person who you're hosting it for, what they love. And then also just maybe some things that would not easy, like you don't care, but that would be easily come together to look really good with everything that the person you're throwing it for would love and that you maybe already have. Because makes a lot of sense. And a lot of times when we've done plants, a lot of our friends have been like, we all have plants. We can all just bring over a plant or things like that that make it look nicer that you're not having to go out and spend a ton of money on.
Because I've had fresh cut flowers that are going to die.
Right. And I've had some showers that I've thrown that I've spent a lot of money and a lot of time on. And I've had some showers that I've thrown that I've not spent as much money on or time on.
Right.
And I would say they're almost equally and or more or less successful. I mean, successful, you're showering the person who's there either way. So that's all successful. But I'm just saying as far as enjoyment of the guests and how I feel like the flow and everything went at the end of it, I would say that there's no connection between necessarily how much you spend. And also gauge the person. If I'm throwing a shower for my sister-in-law and I know that she's from the South and that she would appreciate some good party etiquette, then maybe I'm not going to use paper plates. Maybe I'm going to use real plates because I know that she would enjoy that.
Right.
And I do send out real invitations instead of doing, you know, an email invitation or a text message because I know this friend
would love it.
Would feel honored by that. That's something that she would enjoy. And I have other friends who'd be like, oh my gosh,
why
just
would you
text
spend that
everyone.
Money?
Like, save it. Save the stamp.
I'm that friend.
Yeah, Katie's that friend. So just, you know, gauge who your audience
all
is.
All that money you spent on those invitations, I would like that in cash.
In an Amazon gift card. Yes, please. Just go ahead and give that to me in an Amazon gift card. So just kind of gauge your audience before. Think ahead of time. The theme could even be a color. The theme could be like, hey, their nursery colors are blue and, you know, hunter green or whatever. And so that's going to be kind of our theme. And then if we spend any time or money on decorations, it could be something that then the mom could take and use in her nursery. So my first step, we kind of touched on it, but it's gauge your audience and who the party's for. And this will help you for the invitations. I have been, usually it's a sprinkle and not an actual first shower that'll get like a text message invitation. But if it's a 30th birthday party, if it's a surprise shower, if it's something that you're just inviting your really close group of girlfriends, still put a little time into it. Do some sort of cute, you know, picture with some text over it. And then you can put all the detailed texts below it. So you can still put a little bit of thought into it, but text invites aren't always terrible.
No,
I mean,
I
sometimes
it's
easy. You can go back and you can look and you can check the dates. It's in your phone. People can RSVP easily because they're already on their phone. Also, email invitations. I'm getting a lot of those. I will say something about the good old-fashioned paper invoice or paper invoice. I'm getting business.
FreshBooks.
Thanks, FreshBooks. Thanks to FreshBooks, I can do it in 4 seconds faster. No, 30 seconds or less.
Instead of inviting friends to a party, I just send them an invoice.
I just send them an invoice.
For $0 with all the party information.
With all the party information. Thanks, FreshBooks. And I can customize it with a big picture of myself on the back. I feel like if I get a paper invite in the mail with an RSVP card, it does feel a little bit more legit. And I feel like if I'm on the fence or it's somebody I don't know really well or if it's a time where it might be a little bit harder for me to get there, I do try harder to go if they've taken the time to print something out and to address it and mail it to me. I kind of do. It makes me feel more like, oh, this is, they're working really hard for this. Right. I need to go and support them.
Right.
For some reason, Facebook invitations,
I wasn't even invited.
I mean, I don't, like, if there's a Facebook party group or I get invited on Facebook, even if you message me on Facebook, for some reason, my turbo need to respond immediately business side of whatever out the window. And really? I just kind of feel like, it's Facebook. Like, yeah. If you're Facebooking me, how serious really are you? I don't know.
You can see that like 300 people have been invited.
Well, right. And I'm assuming that 300 have. So sometimes people invite me to something through Facebook and I look later and I'm like, 21 people. Oh, we should have tried to make that.
Right.
But I like don't even, I'm just thinking, oh, they just went through 2,000 friends and invited literally everyone. So for some reason, Facebook for me personally is the one that I respond least to as far as actually going to the party. I honestly would rather, also, I think more people have my contact info on Facebook. So even a text invitation, it's somebody that I know enough that they have my personal phone number.
That's
where
true.
Facebook, everyone has access to me pretty much on Facebook. So
interesting.
Gauge who your party's for and then plan ahead on kind of what you want the theme, style, color to be. And then how you're going to get the invites out. People say 4 to 6 weeks, I've heard, or like 3 weeks. I would say 2.5 to 4 weeks is ideal to give people a little bit of time to plan.
Sometimes you give them too much notice.
Yeah, if you give them too much notice, they're not going to remember unless they're me and they put it on the calendar. Yeah, for sure, I would say, and this is a Shaylee brain thing, not etiquette, not real etiquette. But if it's like, let's say it's January and the party's in March, like if you're trying to do 6 weeks, don't send it more than one physical calendar month away from what it is right then.
Right.
So if you're doing, that would be 4 weeks, really.
Right.
But if it like hits weird at the end of the month where it's like literally 2 months away, that's just an eternity. And they're probably not even going to put it on their calendar because it's so far away and then they might forget. So I would say 3 weeks is like a good sweet spot, 3 to 4. Have them RSVP, figure out how you're going to do that. So now we're going to, this one is kind of an in life all the time, but especially if you have in your head, you know, in a couple months, you're going to be having a party. I just in life keep a collection going of pretty things. And sometimes this gets me in trouble and I think I'm a mini hoarder and I need to have a garage sale. I need to sell all this stuff, which garage sales are usually where I find a lot of it. I need to sell it all and whatever. And then when we were hosting the party for Michelle, they'd say, do you have something I could put this creamer in? And I'd be like, well, yes, I have this cow and the cream comes out of its mouth. Or they'd say, do you have like just like a little pitcher of water? And I'd be like, yes, I have this vintage orange pitcher of water that one of our listeners has too. Because I put it on. Yeah. And then everyone's like, your stuff is so cute, which makes me feel good. But really all of it's like cheap and collected over the time. But if I was to say, I'm going to go get all this fancy stuff for this party, I mean, none of it really matches. None of it. It's not like the party theme is this color and everything has to match.
Right.
I found I have a few really nice, cool pictures that are vintage or people have given me over the years. And one of them, I like found it in a estate sale and it was $8. I'm like, $8? I don't know if I can justify it. And like, I love it. You can put flowers in a pitcher of water. Anyway, I love pitchers. Serving spoons. I have quite the collection. I actually heard Michelle, who the shower was for, giggling at her own shower. And I was like, what? And she's like, where did... And she's like, I can ask it. And she's like, where did you get this spoon? And I was like, Anthropology sale? She's like, I knew it. I didn't want to ask, but I knew that's where it was from. I was like, anything cute here. It's older Anthropology sale.
But I did not pay full price.
No. But all their serving spoons that are like $40 to $60 or whatever, they'll go on sale for $19.99 and then they'll get marked 30 or 40 or 50% off of that and you can find a pretty good deal. So that's where all my serving spoons are from. Any sort of vases or trays at IKEA last time I got a cute little tray. Tablecloths that you find. There's, coffee cream sugar holders. I found that over probably like the last 10 years, but there's certain things you'll always need for a party.
Right.
So like a little coffee, little, what is that called? A pitcher that's insulated. It's whatever. Little server pourer pitcher.
Like a stainless steel thermal thing.
A coffee thermal pitcher.
Yeah.
That, serving spoons, display trays, tablecloths, vases,
which in
pitchers.
Tablecloths can be sheets. They can
sheets?
Be, just cute patterns you pick up along the way.
Right, or scraps of fabric that you find. So all of those are things that I hold on to, and then it's there's no stress because I know I can pull out stuff that I have and it's going to look pretty.
I could throw a party in an hour.
I could throw a party
with no notice. As long as you guys all bring the food.
As long as you guys all bring the food.
I will have everything to serve it.
Okay, so that's my next thing. Well, no, I'll get to that after decoration. So decoration. The other keep things handy and forever. I have certain decorations that I call like rotating forever decorations. Mm-hmm. I just made that up. I don't actually call them that, but I'd have a name for them. But there's things like I have really cute. I have a friend that has a little sew shop on Instagram and always sells the cutest little handmade felted garland. She has little hearts that we're looking at right now, but she also makes little floral garland that looks like leaves with felted roses and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then also I've bought paper garland that's almost like magazine multicolored looking mm-hmm. sewn together. So those are all general, if it's multicolored or it's like a floral pattern or it's something that's neutral, I keep those. And then those are things I honestly keep out a lot, just like normal, but I can rearrange them. I can put them down the middle of a table. I can pull them out even if it's not themed for the party.
Yeah, it looks good with any theme.
Yeah, it looks good festive. With anything. It looks festive. And so you're not having to go to Target. And there's nothing wrong with this. I've done this. But go to Target and go to the party aisle and be like, red. Right. And then you buy like the red garland, the red little Chinese lanterns, and the red cups, and the red plates, mm-hmm. and the red... And you're like, the party's red, and there's nothing wrong with it, but this just gives it a little bit more of a custom look, and you're not having to rebuy for every single party.
Right.
Now it's blue, or whatever.
Right.
Even times I've done that, or bought, like, baby garland that's, like, gold glitter or something.
Right.
I'll keep it, because every baby's, that would be appropriate for.
Yeah.
Or like a little mustache. We had a mustache shower once, and I have it all in a little plastic baggie in a tub. I have a big decorations tub that mm-hmm. I can pull from, like my little whatever.
And when you think about it, I mean, we've talked a lot about organizing and purging stuff, but like some of these things are very small. Like when they fold up to be very small.
Yes,
and
is
flat.
It paper thin?
It's paper. It's paper thin, or it's a tablecloth that's not, you know, very big either. So I don't know. And a lot of these things you can use not at parties, like your pitcher and whatnot. That's not something you have to, like, it's not like you have a closet you don't ever open unless it's
a party.
A party or, you know, whatever. So
right.
there's ways to do this without, like, giving up huge real estate in your house.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it could even be those flat tubs that you can slide under a bed.
Yeah.
You could keep stuff in because tablecloths fit.
Mm-hmm.
You could fold up the tablecloths. And I think keeping it in an organized one place where you know, because it doesn't help you to have it if you can't find it and you don't know where it's at. And even like Valentine's Day garland, I made little heart garland or whatever, but folding it up, putting it all the Valentine's Day little stuff mm-hmm. together.
Yeah.
And then you always know where it's at and you can pull it out. So, also I would say flowers, Sam's or Costco, if you have mm-hmm. one of those, they have really, really, really great flowers that are not that expensive, and you can put them in your own vase. Floral arranging is not, I know not everyone thinks they're like a florist, mm-hmm. but you don't, I mean, just get wildflowers. I found that not doing fancy flowers, like roses or like any flowers that are really, they need to be arranged well to look right.
Right.
But if you do more like greenery or wildflowers or the tall twigs, Trader Joe's has awesome flowers.
Oh,
we don't have a Trader Joe's, but I got like all this eucalyptus and all kinds of cool stuff for Opal's baby dedication that I was like, Trader Joe's! We did it in Kansas City, so we had one. Anyway, so this one in particular, we were looking for, I wanted to find like palm branches.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just using normal houseplants we had. But I went to our local nursery. I called and I was like, do you have any palm branches? And they were like, no, we have a palm plant, but you'd have to cut it apart. And I was like, no. So they were like, we have branches that are used for like funeral arrangements a lot, but you can come look at them if you want. And so I went and they brought me one from the back, which is just basically like a green leaf. It almost looks like something you could cut off of a tree if you just had a really specific plant, like a bush or something.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they were like, we don't really sell it by the stem. And I was like, well, I need like maybe 12. And they're like, you can have the whole bunch of them for like $5.
It's like, yes.
And they're so cute.
I'll take it. Yeah, they were everywhere. And they filled the party. They added color.
They added height.
They added height to the room. They made it look themey because they match kind of the floral on the invitations. And also, we've just cut stuff out of... Me and a bunch of friends have just, like, cut stuff out of our yards before for flowers. I mean, no one knows the difference between weed and whatever. It can look like a wildflower. Stop on the side of the road if you have a really small budget. But be safe about it. Be safe. and then I would also say, from someone who had an explosion of ideas at a one-year-old birthday party, edit back your ideas.
Right.
If you're a minimalist person that doesn't really care and you're super laid back and you're like, yeah, whatever, we can set a plant out or not, then maybe not. But if you're like me where you just keep doing more and more and more and you're like, but these are so tiny, they're so cute, we could set these out and then these and then these and then that, and it gets out of control really fast, edit it back, because sometimes you're putting more work into it than you need to, and it's not necessarily improving anyone's time at the party.
Or, and sometimes even, like, it looks better with less sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes you can be like, ooh.
Right.
A little too much on the cake table.
Yeah, well, and even, like, a cake. Like, one time I was like, I'm going to get a cake at a fancy place. I want it to have tiers. I want it to have layers. I want it to look like this Pinterest picture. And the cake alone ends up being, like, $80.
Right.
For, like, a 15-people shower.
Right.
And then I have another shower. This Michelle one that we just had with a group that was helping was the first one where I'm like, that was easy.
Right.
And, like, enjoyable. And guess what? There was no cake.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't think anyone was brunch. Like, where's the cake? It's 10:30 a.m. on a Saturday. Yeah. Where's the cake? But, yeah, I'll explain a little bit more about why this one felt so successful for me. But I think getting out of the norm of you have to have A, B, and C. Also, figuring out at what time of day you have to have it. If you're in a really busy time for the person you're trying to throw the shower for, get creative. You can do a shower on a Thursday night or on a Friday night or something or Saturday morning. We had one at 10:30 a.m., 10:30 to like 12, and we had brunch and quiche.
Which is great, because then people can like go still have about their day and not feel like their day, they're like, I can either do this before the shower or after the shower, forget it.
Yeah, and that's
the
other thing.
I have the entire day.
Don't, like, honor your guests. Not everyone wants to spend a whole day right in the middle of their day to shower. Like, they don't. They love you, but like, it's their weekend too, and if they're working full-time jobs or they're getting childcare, if you can have it kind of in the late afternoon or the, like, first thing instead of kind of like the 12 to... whatever two range. And also, if you're having it at a 12 to 2 range, you're going to need to, like, supply them with lunch.
Right.
Because don't have a party from, especially, like, 11 to 2, like, 11 to 1.
Right.
Don't have a party at 11 to 1 and not serve lunch.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Or some sort of food. Don't do, like, mints and whatever. Okay. So, get help. Find help. This is something I'm also bad at. So there was a little mass text going on with like, okay, so who wants to do what for Michelle Sprinkle? And I was like, I can have it at my house. And then everyone was figuring out what food everyone was going to bring. And I was like, what should I make? And they were like, no, you're not making anything because you're hosting it at your house. And I was like, wait, I'm not making any of the food. And it was so weird. And then finally I was like, okay. Like, oh, wait, this feels good. Okay, I'll just have the house
they're
ready.
They're thinking you're going to be cleaning, you're going to be moving stuff.
And they're so right. I've never, or even just like cutting up fruit or like whatever.
Right.
So it was two quiches. One of two different people brought a quiche. Someone else brought fruit or like orange juice or whatever. And I was just in charge of like drinks. So I found these really cute like Aldi sparkling juice drinks and then like coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do coffee all day long. And then at the last minute, more people RSVP'd. So I literally had croissant rolls already in my refrigerator. And I was like, I'll just make some croissant rolls and set out a little bit of jelly, which actually went over really well. So I did make that food, but it wasn't stressful.
Right.
And I cleaned my house. But here's the other thing. Your house does not need to be... I've deep cleaned my house for a shower before, but at a shower, people will get food on your floor.
Right.
Their kids, if they're any children, will get food on your floor. If it's raining, people will get tracks through your house. So your house needs to be clean, but I wouldn't go crazy
because honestly, once everyone gets in and they're setting their stuff everywhere,
you know, they put your purse, and they eating, put their purse right where you were like, I just decluttered that.
I know. Oh, that hurts. but yeah, their stuff's going to be in there and not. And again, this is for people who are tend to go overkill.
Right.
If your house is a dirty house,
clean it up.
Clean, deep clean. but if your house, I mean, I did like a 30-minute run through clean of my house, mm-hmm. and I literally felt like this feels too easy. Like, why I didn't deep? I made sure my bathrooms were clean, and I made sure it was decluttered, and I like did like a Swiffer sweep, but I didn't mop or anything like that. Because the other thing is, every time I've cleaned my house perfectly before a shower, it's kind of depressing because then everyone leaves and you're like, well, it's time to clean again.
Right?
And so it's like...
My house is real dirty.
The only people who might notice are like the very first person there. Right. And those are usually the people helping with the shower. So right. like, don't freak out about it.
Right.
That's what I'd say. Yeah, give yourself a breather.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. And let people help you. Don't make it harder than it needs to be. So I literally, like, I went to the nursery the day before and got the flower stuff. And then I text other people and said, hey... Anybody got white tablecloths? And then a couple of the girls figured it out, or one of them maybe went by the store and got one, or I was, you know, and I
right.
and I said, hey, does anybody have coffee creamer? I can totally go to the store and grab one, but if somebody just has it, because I never think to have that because I right. drink black coffee. And I was like, I have whole milk, I have sugar, but if anyone thinks, so somebody brought coffee creamer. So I asked for help where normally
right.
I would be like, Jonathan, can you
run? I gotta run.
Yeah, our ice maker did break, and Jonathan did go get a bag of ice for me. And
your hero.
Yeah, and oranges. Ooh, fun life hack that I figured out that I've been doing ever since for the last couple weeks is I cut up a lemon the night before and put filtered water in my cute pitcher and then put a slice of orange and put it in there overnight. Ooh. And everyone was like, this water, what'd you do? And I was like, I just put lemon in it and a slice of orange. And I was like, and I let it set overnight. And they were like, overnight? And then Keisha was like, thanks for telling us the overnight part, because that's what makes it. It like makes it infused. I've been calling it lemon water, and now that Opal asks so for lemon water.
Aww.
And it's pretty sweet. Okay, so little touches like
overnight.
That.
Overnight.
Overnight. Scandal. It's a, yeah. I was going to say it was this fantasy suite date with the, with the lemon and water in my refrigerator. Okay, so then I've had parties before, and I've put a lot more effort. And this is by no means to tell people to not try. But sometimes you can get on Pinterest, and you can get inspired.
And then tired.
Inspired and then tired and broke. You can go to Hobby Lobby and you can be like, I'm gonna make these handmade, like, let's have like a pig theme party. I don't know, I'm making one up. So I'm gonna make these little snouts, and everyone is gonna have little snouts for a photo for a photo booth wall that I'm also gonna hand paint that look like a farm. And then I'm gonna put all these toothpicks, and I'm gonna make little snouts out of marshmallows that I dye in lavender pink organic frosting that I make from scratch.
Oh my gosh.
And
I'm
then
so tired.
I'm gonna make a pig cake. I'm gonna that I also found on Pinterest. And then I'm gonna make little, you know, takeaways that everyone's gonna go home with that are little pig,
an actual pig
wrapped. It's literally, I'm just gonna have a pool full of pigs that you can grab whichever one you want. But little bags of stuff, and then you spend weeks and weeks and weeks and every night, and then you're snapping at your husband because you're like, I gotta get this done. You don't understand.
You don't understand the pressure.
You don't understand the pressure I created for myself and how much money you've spent on it.
That no one cares about.
Right. Then everyone gets to the party, and they're eating, like, the crescent rolls that were cheap that you did at the last minute.
Or the little smokies.
Or the little smokies. They're just all going under the pig.
Oh, no.
We wouldn't have those at the pig party.
It's the theme.
Unless it's all just pig.
Roasted pig.
Roasted pig. it's terrible. So, anyway, I think that sometimes parties like that are cute, but it's almost more in your mind, and you end up spending more of your valuable time and money for something that you thought you cared about, and by the end you almost end up hating it.
Right.
Or no one notices.
Or no one notices.
You just want someone to go, these are the cutest things I've ever seen. And they don't, because usually it's not as cute as it was on Pinterest when you try to recreate it. So all of that to say, if that is life-giving to you and you enjoy that, mm-hmm. then do it. But sometimes there's a simpler way to have a well put together party and get the same effect that you're going for without spending money on the party favors that only three people remember to take. And you're like, all week for those.
Why do I have 36
and
extras?
No one even took them. Yeah. So, okay. Day of the party.
Yeah.
One reason I like morning parties is
you can't
because
dread.
You only have an hour or two to, like, right. do the party crazy. Because
if it starts at 4, you're going to be probably
your whole
cleaning
day's
until
gone
4.
Until 4 anyway, right? So, I thought 10:30 was the sweet spot. Everyone got here like 9:45 to kind of help. Katie got here to help me with Opal before the party, and Opal kept going, bye.
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 Katie, bye.
Bye.
She wasn't a fan.
She was by the end.
She was by
Katie
the end.
Katie was really trying hard. She was reading books and voices, and it was really cute.
Lots of voices.
lots of voices. As all, like in real life. So anyway, that was helpful. If people say, do I need to come early to help? Yes, you do. You do. Even if you don't have anything in your mind and you think you're ready, there's going to be, even if it's pop those in the oven so I can, like, put on my makeup. Because right. for goodness sakes, I always leave getting myself ready until the end, and then everyone has perfectly curled hair and looks so cute, and I'm like, I didn't even shower. So I was having this party at my house. Yeah, welcome to my home. So get help. Make a little cheat sheet. So if there's something last minute that's like, I need to get ice, I need to slice the oranges and put them in the water, even though that was done the night before, or any sort of last minute, take the aluminum foil off and cut the whatever, right. set something out to thaw, set the iced coffee that I made and is frozen out to thaw or something. Make a little list, because then when people are here and they're asking you, do I need this? Can I put this? Do you have something for this?
Yeah, here's a
then,
list.
Yeah. Well, there's a list, and then also you won't forget. Your brain can be at ease.
Yeah.
Okay. During the party,
mm.
Have a place for people to put their bags and coats or their diaper bags and that type of thing. I feel like I was maybe a little bit aggressive with it, where I was like, let me have your bag, right when people popped in.
Give it to me.
But nothing says, I don't feel comfortable, like someone carrying their purse around your right. house. And sometimes they don't feel like they know where to put it. So if you just say, hey, you're totally fine keeping that on you, but if you want, in my office, I have everyone's bags
right.
and purses. And sometimes they'll want to get their phone out or something, so don't, like, purse snatch.
No phones allowed.
Yeah, but also...
Be present.
Yes. I leave your front door open so that when people get there and you're all... open as in if you have a glass door and a right. actual door. So that way when you're in there talking with other people, you don't not hear.
Or a cute little sign that says, come on in.
Come... Oh.
I didn't have a glass door, so that's what I
do. Okay, that's really cute. Also, keep your phone on you because someone might be calling and be yeah. lost with directions or something like that. But then also, just make sure that everyone feels comfortable. If you need to say, go ahead and grab, you know, a drink or coffee, we have cream, blah, 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 here. Because sometimes if you're just silent, no one knows whether they can or can't. Mm-hmm. And then just...
Do you ever play music? I feel like it's such so helpful.
I played music.
Yeah. Did you not hear it?
Well, I played it, but not until... Okay. Yeah, Katie. I was like, you were at the party. There was music. Yes, I do play music.
Talk about it.
Tell them about it. We have a little music system, and so I played music kind of in the background, which I didn't want everyone to be weirded out. Like, is she playing music? But sometimes it's quiet, and you're getting different groups of people together.
Like, that group would have been totally fine, because we all know each other really, really well. But sometimes when you're hosting and there's multiple groups, it's amazing what a nice little buffer that is for people not to be like, it's so quiet.
It's so quiet.
Okay, what else do we have to talk about?
The stranger I just met.
Also, play it in your getting ready rooms, brides. It's a game changer.
Play music in
everyone's
your getting
a little
ready
tense
rooms.
That morning.
That's true. Yeah. They're like, yeah. Where's that music coming from? And you're like, I'm the photographer, but it's coming from my phone.
Because it needs
I'm helping
it.
Us.
This room needs it.
This room needs
your
it.
Your choice is music or me filling this entire space
no,
with
that's
words.
So, guys, music is incredible. And that's the same thing. Because we were talking about doing music while you're working.
Right.
Or while you're getting ready. But even sometimes, like, Opal's upset in the car. I've been turning on classical music lately. And she's like, quiet. Yeah. I'm like, what is that? Smart people stuff? Yeah? Feeling smarter? Yeah, music's awesome. And so, also, just kind of making sure everyone's somewhat connected or talking to someone.
Have you met so-and-so?
Yeah, like, oh, do you guys know each other?
You both like horses.
And even if they have met, like... Just even reintroducing could strike up a conversation. Like, yeah, we met at that one time. Oh, that one time that we had in common.
Ah. Right.
And, okay, so now we're going into... I'll jump back into the party. If you want to do games or whatever, gauge your audience. Some people, I feel like games is very polarizing. I, for one,
love them.
Kind of like games. But I'll say it depends. It depends on the game. Totally. I've been in a long one that you, it feels like you're all playing like some sort of shower Monopoly where you're like, does it end? Does it ever end? And there's like, if there are friends involved and then also like grandparents and extended family, that for like a long, like thoughtful, let's write out our heart and feelings for like the future of your child and then like read it aloud. Like that's a little much. Write it down in a book and keep it and for the mom to read later. But if it's like a fun game
right.
that's pretty quick, I mm-hmm. thought the best ones, most fun ones for me have been asking like before asking the husband baby questions yeah, and I asking the mom one. And then seeing if they match up.
Yeah, or so cute.
Yeah, my sister did one for my baby shower that was fun that she found online somewhere. And if I like got it wrong, I had to taste test baby food or something.
That's funny.
Yeah. that was kind of a fun one. But just keeping the games quick and simple, not a whole bunch of rules.
And maybe you don't need three. Maybe you just one is fine. Yeah.
And if the people don't know each other well, right. it's you don't really want 45 minutes of
guys,
just like
welcome
talking.
To your company retreat. Right. Where this, we're right. all going to leave as one team. And you're like, I'll never see them again. This is
right. Right. But even if it's a shower where people, a bunch of people are coming in from out of town, it's also nice to just say, hey, everyone say how you know.
Yeah, I love that.
The person, just so that you can get like a read for it. And then if there's a famous person there that you don't know, you'll know them and who they are.
Yeah, but they probably won't say I have a very famous blog.
No, but you already know that, so it doesn't really matter. Okay, so outside of that, I was just going to kind of say, talking about showers, hosting, having people in your home, whether it's one person or not. Well, first of all, if you have any questions, you can get to them.
I have a couple random things.
Okay, we'll say that before I do my wrap-up thought.
Okay, because I like your wrap-up thought, okay. So I want to get full attention.
You don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I have a feeling I know what your wrap-up thought
okay.
is. I'm not peeking at your notes. I will say, too, sometimes I think you can be overwhelmed by the sheer space of your house. And so I think the very first party I ever hosted for my daughter, I was like, okay, so we need something like the door needs to be decorated so they know they arrived at a party. And the first thing you see is a fireplace. The fireplace has to be decorated from floor to ceiling because right. that's the first thing for the theme. Okay. And then the table needs to be decorated and the cake table needs to be decorated and each place setting needs to be decorated and whatever. And then
with one full time, china.
Yeah. And then one time I threw a party for my son a couple years later where all I decorated was the cake table and I made it super, super cute. And it was great.
Everyone looked at the cake table.
And it was great. It was perfect.
You just need one place to take pictures in front of.
I know. Basically. Truly, truly. And I think it made a more of an impact even because instead of putting like, I'll put one sparse decoration here. It's like putting it all in one spot is like, oh,
you just need
more
one,
saturated,
one,
saturated,
one good thing, one good area to kind of take a picture in front of.
Also shout out Sam's Club Cupcakes.
Sam's Club Cupcakes. Shout out everyone else just bringing homemade goodness to me. They were like two of the best quiches I've ever had were brought. But also paper plates and plastic silverware and paper napkins are sometimes just fine.
Yeah.
And no one really remembers, especially if you do everything else kind of fancy. I do like real, but I think that there's a time in a place to where it's 100% fine to not have that.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't get pressured into it, especially if it's like a kid's birthday or like a second, a sprinkle for someone's, mm-hmm. Child or close friends. No one's going to expect you mm-hmm. to have plates. And if anyone's offended that you don't have real plates, then they probably shouldn't have been invited anyway. So don't worry
about
it. That
seems like an easy edit out of your friend
circle. An easy edit. Be like, real plates, girl. You're out. Okay. Did you have any other questions?
KonMari her.
KonMari her out. Thank you for your service and your judgment. And I no longer needed your service.
Thank you. Goodbye. Well, I would say, too, that some people don't quite get the Pinterest party either into the point where they almost judge you when it's too decorated.
Right.
So I've had people who are like, wow.
You worked really
hard
on this.
This looks like a lot of time. Wow. And you're like, wait, those wows aren't like...
You've been up late. Every night for the past 2 weeks.
And I'm like, I'm like, well, then get out of here if you don't appreciate it. And then part of me, too, is like,
who is this for?
It's true.
Right.
I did spend a lot of time on this.
Yeah. Yeah. And, okay, and that leads actually really well into the ending. If you're the type of person who
likes to create and craft and make a Pinterest party because it's your love language and you know that the person having it loves pigs and Pinterest or whatever and would really feel valued and loved that you spent the time to make something, or you are the type that like scrapbooks and would make spend every night the last 2 weeks doing that because it's relaxing and something you love,
do it.
If you're doing it because you want compliments from people mm-hmm. on how awesome you are, the party's not about you.
Right.
It's about someone else. So don't do it because that's what you're looking for. And if you're doing it because you're trying to be something you're not, if you want to be the amazing party planner hostess with the mostest and you want everyone to say, you're so crafty. You're the best person I've ever seen. Oh my goodness, look at this. Oh, you're so good. Oh, this is so cute. Blah, blah, blah. Same thing. Don't try to be something you're not. And you're probably going to end up not enjoying it, being frustrated, and then no one's going to compliment you because they're like eating the Sam's cupcakes. They're not thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That's just kind of like your heart behind why you're doing what yes. you're doing. And the heart behind it should be, I'm wanting to create a space in my home that people feel loved and valued, that they can come, they can have a good time, and we're honoring this guest. Mm-hmm. And that, if that happens, then I've done my job as a host or a hostess, and I feel good about it.
Yeah.
You know, I feel good about what I did.
And they feel comfortable, and they don't feel like they're doing something wrong when they get there. Have you ever felt that right. way? You show up, like, and they're
I'm
like...
I'm sorry, I'm here that you invited me to.
They're like, no, don't set your jacket there. Set it there. Take your shoes off. Okay. We only have fancy plates, so he can't yeah. touch that.
Oh, don't set it. When you set that plate down, we only have one up for one for each person, so right. don't leave your plate.
Your kid just took a cookie. It's not cookie time yet. Like... You gotta kind of let go of the rules when yeah. you're hosting. Be gracious.
Yeah, or if someone's like, I'm so sorry. Like, my husband was gonna have my child, but like, I actually have them with me. And if you're having a baby shower and inviting a ton of people with kids, like, you're probably gonna have a baby or two there.
Right.
Or toddler.
Right.
And like, that was, we had a couple toddlers there, or like babies. We had in the 8 month to
yeah.
whatever, 18 month range. I was like, Opal's nursery is open. She's not here. Yeah. Which was like for my own mental sanity.
Right, right.
And so I'm like, go crazy. Like anything, yeah. you can have anything. You can play with anything, whatever. And then
yes,
it's fine. I like dragged her high chair into the, we had a big long table set up in the living room so that everyone could sit around one table because it was a smaller shower. And like, we have the high chair there. That's perfect for a kid. But just your kind of plan and execute and make lists and do everything to prepare. And then once it happens, it's like a car that you're not driving anymore.
Yeah.
So at that point, your job is to make sure that stuff's refilled, that coffee's made. Hey, guys, does everyone have coffee? Does anyone want any more? If you see it getting low, to connect people, to host, but not to worry about every little thing and be like the annoying little buzzard. Also, like, you can help kind of clear spots, but don't like take the little Smokies crock pot and start scrubbing it out while everyone's still there, because that right. just says, like, get out of my house.
Right.
And if you're the helper friend that brought one quiche or whatever, my friends were so gracious when they were leaving. They, like, put all of the chairs back, folded up all of the tables. Mm-hmm. Like, they got all of their stuff. They put leftovers and all in little plastic baggies and, like, were asking, can I help? Can I, like, is there right. anything else I can do? Is there any...
We have good friends.
We have good friends. Don't worry about showers. Just get good friends.
Just get good friends.
Invest in good friends. So, you know, but if you're the friend on that side, like, that is so appreciated. Yes. And even if the person's like, no, you don't need to do anything else. Like, oh, man. They all left, and I'm like, I feel like I just did a 30-minute clean through of my house, went through one greenery place, and then friends just wafted in with, like, amazing food and warmed it up in my oven. And, you know, I mean, there was thought going into it that hour before. Obviously, we planned it and put everything together, but then they left and it was like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I did have to go through and sweep and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I did feel like I was like hit by a train. Even if I'm enjoying the whole thing, after the shower, I'm like, I didn't do anything but talk to my friends and eat, and my body feels like I worked out.
Because you're on.
Yeah.
It's your house, and you and your things are on display, so you just let that feeling of like, ugh.
Yeah, but that's just kind of, we've mentioned it before, but the hospitality versus entertaining, it was Lauren's mm-hmm. tidying up or
yeah.
organization episode that she mentioned it, and we've loved that and kind of stuck through it, and I think it just puts words behind what we already know. But that's just kind of, your job is to host people in your home And if you own a home and it's one that's large enough to invite people over, 10 mm-hmm. to 20 people over to have something, I feel like that's part of my job, is to create a home that I like being in and that my family enjoys being in, but also that other people enjoy being mm-hmm. in, and they can come and have a good time, feel like they can sit and be comfortable, and that they're not putting me out if they have to come a little early or whatever.
Right.
And then just to honor the person that you're having it for. So if mm-hmm. at the end of it, you're bitter, or you feel like I did all the work and no one helped me, or, you know, whatever, don't have a party for anyone, because
right. it might not be your gift.
It's not, okay. It's not your gift. Maybe your gift is to bring one quiche, and that's yeah. fine. But yeah, kind of see where you're at, and don't try to be something you're not. And if it's something that doesn't come naturally for you, or that you genuinely hate, don't be the one that volunteers to just do it all the mm-hmm. time, because then you're going to be, yeah, like, I don't know, you're going to not be in a good mood. It's going to be twice as hard for probably not as good of a end product. And it, I don't know, showers cost a lot of money and time. And so it should be something that you somewhat enjoy doing if you're going to yeah. volunteer to do it. So
totally.
Was that an encouraging ending? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other wrap up thoughts?
I love it. I loved it. Loved it. Let's go throw a party.
Let's go throw a party.
Oh, actually, we're just in time for our segment.
After our segment, we'll throw a party.
Okay, if you guys are long-term listeners, our very first episode, we featured a segment called Audio DIY. A lot of blogs do detailed photo DIYs with words. Sometimes people post DIYs to Instagram. Those are great. Those are visual. But there's not a lot of audio-only DIYs, mm-hmm. which I think is...
Back to basics.
Yeah, I think it's important. I think it's important not just to, like, see how to do something, but just to hear it and, you know, just kind of try to guess what might be happening.
And also, while you're doing a craft, like, who has time to look at pictures and how to do it? You just need to hear. Yes.
Thank you, Shayla. You need... your hands and your eyes available
to execute.
So we are going to fill your ears with a super simple.
I found it on Pinterest.
Yep, Shaylee found it on Pinterest. She's going to lead us through this. And it's just a really easy cupcake topper. So you would just make this like times however many cupcakes you have.
Like 24.
Yeah, or 40. Or
40,
you
depending
know.
On the size party you're having. Okay, so whatever. This is the Audio DIY cupcake topper.
Okay.
Today's topper is actually, it's really cute.
It's a pig.
It's not a pig. It's actually a bird in a nest.
Oh, okay.
It is so cute. So what you're going to do, you're going to get all of the craft supplies
yep.
that you need for it. So those are all laying out here. As you can see, I've numbered them just to make mm-hmm. it easy for everyone. So you're just going to take number one.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And you're going to assemble the nest with it.
Mm. That looks so good.
And then if you hold it together... like this, then it goes better. That was good. Almost uh-huh. like a cheer. So then you're going to have the hot glue.
Right.
You want, the most important part of this is dyeing it the same color as the cupcake topping icing, frosting, because it's all going to kind of mix into yeah. one another.
There
the
will
end.
Be glue in that icing
there
the
will be
this,
glue. And so
sure.
it's just better if no one knows
right.
totally. What they're eating.
Yeah.
If you're eating a cupcake, you don't really care about what goes in your body
yeah,
anyway.
You don't care about your body anyway. So
just
don't
mix it all in there together.
About the glue.
So then you take the bird like this. The nest is actually made out of shredded wheat, but you saw the box, so you know what brand. Yeah. And then you're just gonna, and then you just hold
ouch!
It.
Ouch!
Like, hold it. Yeah. Sorry.
Ouch!
Thanks for Katie's assisting. I mean, obviously.
Ow.
And then hold it like this for like 7 minutes, and then this one's good, and then you just repeat 40 times.
And what's good is like when you get to number 7, all of the feeling has been burned from your fingertips, mm-hmm. so it won't hurt mm-hmm. as badly anymore, I find.
Mm-hmm. Or you can just get your kids to help.
Perfect.
Okay.
So then steps 7 through 10 are kind of like this.
Don't, and if you skip step 7, the birds won't have beaks.
And that's how you do it. So if you're throwing like a bird themed
like,
party,
it's intense.
You can just play that
bird
back
parties.
And do it along with us.
So we wanted to break it down. We just talk a lot yeah. about things. We wanted something practical. So.
All right. Thanks, guys. And for more audio DIYs, we did show you how to plant a cactus on episode 1. That is important.
That's right. We need to bring back the fashion before and afters as well.
Yeah,
we
true.
Might bring
outfit
back
of the day.
Of those outfit of the day.
All right, cool.
Thanks.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Would you want some of this cupcake? Here, taste the glue.
Está clavado. That's my tip.
I burn my mouth.
I burn my mouth.
I burn my mouth. Shaylee and Katie, the podcast was recorded in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you on Instagram, Facebook, and our favorite spot of all, an iTunes review. Also, feel free to email us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. Seriously, we love you.
So also, can I tangent just for fun?
Yeah,
just for fun. So there's a couple people in our circle that are, I would call, famous.
They are famous.
Yeah, they're famous people, and I know that I can tell that someone knows that they're famous but doesn't know how to navigate it, because that's uncomfortable for famous people, I think. And so the famous person doesn't want to say, I have a very popular blog.
I hope the famous person's listening.
I have a very popular blog and I've authored books. They're never going to say that. But no. the person who already knows that isn't going to be like, so what do you do
for work?
So I am the best buffer of that, where I go, have you heard of her? She does this. She runs that blog.
Right.
Blah, blah,
we
blah.
All know that you know what
right.
she does.
And I just
state
the thing that's in the room. Good. And then everyone's more comfortable, I feel like. So if you have a famous person, put them at ease.
Right. And for the person who has said popular blog, bless your heart. Yeah, it was Emma. Newsflash. Everyone's probably like, you only know a couple cool people, so we're probably nailing it. No, but that's so... And for the person who's like, I know who they are, and I've seen them on Instagram, and now I feel uncomfortable, like, they're just at a shower on a Saturday morning.
And also,
so
they're probably uncomfortable, too.
Right,
most
right.
of the time.
They're probably.
But even Karen, like, our friend Karen, who was there, she owns, like, a super cool boutique downtown. And not,
yeah, and
not
has been
everyone,
in Vogue and, like,
yes,
all kinds of
crap. And she... maybe everybody knows the, or not boutique, sorry, boutique hotel. She owns a hotel. It's really awesome, but maybe not everybody.
In coffee shop.
Maybe everyone knows the hotel, but doesn't know it's her or whatever.
Right.
And then maybe she doesn't want to be like, you know that super
cool
award winning
like,
hotel?
I work at that
That's
coffee
me.
Shop. And we're like, no, they own it.
No, they own it. So anyway, anytime you can just kind of like eliminate that for somebody, I feel like it's nice.
Yeah.
That's what I do with Shaylee. Shaylee won 417 Magazine.
Oh, stop it.
Top 20 under 30. And most fashionable.
Katie is an Emmy Award winner.
Yeah, why don't you ever introduce me like that?
Katie Day, the Emmy Award winner.
So I have to do it, and I do.
Don't ask if it's the National Emmys or not, because we're just going to go with Emmy. The Emmy Award winning.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, Katie knows how awkward it is for the famous people, because
exactly.
she is on that side of things.
I have a very popular podcast.
we have a very popular
Hi, my name is Katie.
Okay, so...